What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. All right, quick update on our homegirl, Carly. And by homegirl, I'm using that loosely, okay? We don't know her, what she's going through. She might be somebody's homegirl, but we just going, for the sake of the conversation, we're going to say homegirl. Just y'all's friend. Well, Carly Russell has been charged with two misdemeanors. Again, she is the young woman who lied and said she was kidnapped in Hoover, Alabama. But what she's being charged with is... one, falsely reporting to law enforcement officers and falsely reporting an incident. The charges can each carries a bond of $1,000 and is punishable by up to a year in jail and up to a $6,000 fine. Do I think they're going to charge her? She's in the South, so probably. Do I think she should go to jail? I'm indifferent on that. I don't know how to feel about prison time. If she don't go to jail, I will not be mad. If she does go to jail, I will not be surprised. But what do I think? I don't predict nothing in this situation except for the fact that she is in the American South. Y'all know what happens to Black people in the American South. So we'll see. But that's just a quick update. Let me know if you guys have heard anything different otherwise, or if there's going to be some new developments or some new developments happening before the next episode or after. I'll just continue to make updates here on Black News. But let me know your thoughts overall about the situation. Hit me up on social media and let me know. Now, let me say, I'm not overly excited about any of these topics. I'm just going to keep it a buck. I am not necessarily enthused. I didn't see any of these and was like, ooh, can't wait to talk about that. So I'm just going to briefly skim through it for the sake of keeping everybody updated. But hey, I'm not passionate about any of these, okay? Y'all probably not either. With that, let's start with the fact that now Cardi B is under fire. And by under fire, I mean there has been a battery case opened against her because of the microphone throw that happened this past weekend at a concert in Las Vegas. So all over social media, there was a video clip of Cardi B on stage performing, and a girl in the crowd threw water on her. Cardi B then throws the microphone at her and hits somebody in the crowd. We still don't know if it was the girl who threw the water or somebody else. And the camera turns to the girl. Somebody recorded it, of course. And she was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She gets escorted out. Well, once that happened, that was the first and only footage that dropped. Everybody was like, yeah, that's what you get. People been throwing stuff on stage at celebrities. Was it Bebe Rexha or somebody recently got like clobbered in the eye and had to stop performing? Whole eye swole up, eye socket busted out. Like it was, that's dramatic. I'm being dramatic, but y'all get the point. People been doing the most with people on stage. Okay. I just saw a clip of Pusha T on stage and some Drake fans doused him with beer as soon as he got out on stage. So it's just been out of control with these fans. People been losing their minds. So rightfully so, when people saw Cardi B throw the microphone, people were not upset. People were like, oh, that's justified. But then the plot thickened. So then people started to say, well, right before that happened, she was telling the crowd to throw water on her. And it was like this moment right before that. So what changed? Because she was just getting hit with water, cups of water. And then all of a sudden it just shifted. Well, then some video footage of her getting water thrown on her before that actually started to resurface. So then people were like, well, what the hell? What's going on? And then now, apparently, the person who got hit is now trying to get press charges against Cardi B. And I don't know if I said this a few minutes ago, but we don't know if the person pressing charges is the person who threw the water. So the jury is still out on that. But just a whole hot mess. And I think for me, I more so want to focus on the fact that it costs a lot of money to get in concerts, and it take a lot of time to get to the front because it looked like it was kind of a festival vibe. You got to wait in line all day. You got to get to the front of the stage early in the morning when the festival starts just to be in position later on that day. So you're there when your favorite artists get on stage. Why you spend all that money to get to the concert, buy an outfit, you be out there damn near dehydrated because once you in there, you can't go back and get you no food and water just to throw something at someone. Like, I never thought, let me spend $400 to go in here and throw something at somebody. I can't wait to do it. Like, I just don't understand. And I'm tying this back to what we talked about last week and the week before. I really do think social media and clout culture got people really messed up in the head. People have really lost their minds and they are looking for clout and moments in any way that they can without realizing, oh, it's going to be some serious consequences, because when that person got clobbered in the head with that microphone, I bet you they won't do that again. We also just saw recently on social media that went viral a clip of this dude calling Gunna a rat. And when Gunna secure on camera, and when Gunna security rolled up on him, he was like, "Oh, I didn't say. I just said Gunna right here. I said Gunna right here." He totally flipped the script and act like he wasn't just talking shit. So again, clout culture gonna get y'all caught up. Stop it. But overall, did y'all think it was right or wrong for the microphone throw? Personally, I'm mad at it. I wish. As a stand-up comic, people be heckling. I wish we could throw the microphone at somebody in the crowd, clobber them real quick and keep and go back to telling the jokes. You know how ideal that would be? You are there making noise. You know what? Boom. Shut up. Now back to the trap. Gas prices. Women be shopping. Like, if we could just knock somebody out real quick and get back to the stage, that would be the perfect setup. I prefer it. But what do y'all think? Do y'all think the battery charge is unnecessary? Did y'all expect it? Hit me up. Let me know what your thoughts about it are. I can be found at Cornelia on social media. The Daily Mail, which is one of the British gossip rags or tabloids like that we call them in the States, is getting put on blast and cussed out all over the internet because they mistakenly wrote an article that said Damson Idris and Idris Elba are brothers. Is it racism? Or is it just bad journalism? Like, what could it be? Okay. Now, they're both fine. Okay. They're both extremely attractive. One is quite a bit older than the other. They probably got 20 years. They're 20 years apart. But apparently, according to some of the Brits, which is where both of them are from, their brothers. And so this is what the header of the article said. Could Idris Elba's younger brother Damson be the next James Bond? Flurry of bets placed the actor, as he is now the second favorite to replace Daniel Craig. Y'all, once that hit the web, people went crazy. It went crazy. Even Damson Idris posted a picture on Instagram with the caption that said Damson Elba, you know, making a joke about it. And he has mentioned that they are really a good friend. So I'm sure from their perspective, it just is what it is. But Daily Mail been getting their ass kicked. Okay. Daily Mail is also, if I'm not mistaken, one of the British tabloids that be negatively speaking about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. So we kind of already don't fool with them. Okay. But I'm personally not surprised. I'm not going to get upset about it. Like, it was bigotry. They be racist. Like, that's just, yes, they be racist. My question is though, is Damson Idris going to be the next James Bond? For years, we have been trying to typecast Idris Elba into the role. And as of recently, he has pretty much said he do not want that job. He don't want it. He didn't want to get the role because he black. Like, he's over that discussion. He understands that it is happening, amongst the public, but he ain't never been reached out and hit up by nobody to say you in the running. If I'm not mistaken too, I think somebody behind the scenes within the James Bond universe said that they did not want Idris or a black man to be James Bond. If I'm not mistaken, that could be wrong. I think I could have swore I read that somewhere. But I would not be mad if Damson Idris became James Bond. And I say that because while I'm indifferent on, I'm not one of those people that when black people get cast in historically in roles that are historically written for or played by white people, I'm not one of those people that be like, why we gotta take up write our own roles? I think two things can be true at the same time. We can write original characters that are meant for people of color, and we can also step into those roles that were not originally written for people of color. We can do all of it. And Damson is a really good actor. Like, he's not just a pretty face. That boy be acting his ass off, okay? Watch season 6 of Snowfall. Go watch it. Watch that last season. That brother turned into a millionaire. And I mean, he went from a millionaire into a crackhead in 62 minutes. Stellar acting. So I wouldn't be mad. But are there discussions about another James Bond even coming out anytime soon? Because Daniel Craig worked his ass off in them James Bond movies. And while I haven't seen any of them, I'm sorry to say, I don't know if the streets really like, yo, can't wait for the sequel. Like, we fine. We're fine. And with the writers and actor strike, hey, ain't gonna be nothing filmed anyway. So there's plenty of time to decide who would be the appropriate and the perfect person to take on that role. But if we talk about actors who have that persona, Damson Idris could be a good option. The guy who played the black boy in Bridgerton, Reggae Jean, I forget his last name. He would be a good option. There's a lot of different people who could be in the running. So we'll just have to stand by and see. But overall, what do y'all think? Could Damson be the next James Bond? Do you think the next James Bond going to even be black? Because personally, I don't think they're going to cast a black person. I'm so sorry. I don't. Especially because this is a Britain, they don't really be caring. They don't be feeling like, oh yeah, we got to put some diversity in here. I don't think they give a damn. That's just me. But what y'all think? And also, is the Daily Mail racist and did they do that intentionally because they be thinking all black people look alike and we all related? But technically, we are related to my cousins. Hit me up with your thoughts. You can find me on social media. I did not watch the fight this weekend. The fight between Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. Side note, I've been calling him E-Roll the whole time. Him and his daddy. I've been saying E-Roll Spence for years. And just now recently, when people were like, Errol Spence. Who's Errol? You talking about E-Roll? E-Roll Spence. The boxer? E-Roll Spence Jr. and his daddy E-Roll Spence? Big E-Roll? I'm sorry. The blackness didn't got to me, okay? I was calling him E-Roll. And side note, I also been calling Lakeith Stansfield. There is no S in his last name. I blackened that man last name as well. And low key, I don't be saying Lakeith with the TH. It's Lakeith with an F. Lakeith Stansfield. But back to the point. I did not watch the fight this weekend, but something told me that, like, I was literally, I had like a long weekend. I did a lot. I was walking, moving around. I volunteered on set. Like, I was just really, really tired. But I knew it was a fight. And while I don't follow boxing per se, I enjoy watching the fights. Like, I really like boxing. Not enough, though, to be like really checking for it, because they be getting beaten head and they be having that brain damage. And that does not make me feel good as a person. Okay. And as a black woman, I do not like to be seeing the end result of getting clobbered for a living. But when it's a fight on and it's a fight party, I like me some fight parties. I really enjoy them. People in LA don't really be fight partying like that. And if they do, they ain't really in my like neck of the woods. And I ain't going to certain areas to watch the fight. I'm just not doing it. But I was really contemplating ordering the fight myself and watching it at home. Y'all know that fight, $84? It's $84.99 to get the fight. So I was patiently waiting on social media to get the recap and the clips. And I'm mad I didn't get the fight because it looked like Erol got whooped up, okay? While I don't like to see a man get beat down, it looked like it was entertaining. Terrence Crawford whooped up on Erol, okay? AKA Errol. So if you watched it, I'm pretty sure it was as entertaining for you as it was for us. And I'm again only highlighting this on Black News Podcast because it's the news involving Black people. It was a good weekend. A lot of internet chatter about it because apparently people were betting against Terrence Crawford. People were saying he wasn't going to win. He was outmatched. Errol going to show him. They kept talking smack. The worst smack talk sessions I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to keep it 100. Them smack talk sessions between the two were just a mess. Okay. They need some writers. But it was just all this conversation. They went on the Breakfast Club. They were saying that Terrence was going to lose. And come to find out, that boy got hands. And I personally was rooting for Terrence Crawford only because he was in Creed 3. And there has, hey, and if you going to box with Adonis Creed, okay, you got to be worth something. So that's why I was rooting for him. But what did y'all think? Did y'all watch the fight? Did you have a fight party? What was your experience? Or are y'all kind of indifferent on boxing? Because I know it's not like it was back in the day when we were younger. When I say me, I'm talking about me. It was a Tyson, Holyfield, Lennox Lewis. We had the big body heavyweights actually fighting and competing. Now we kind of have that with Deontay, what's his name, the one who keep getting beat by Fury. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But did y'all watch it, and what are your overall thoughts about this particular match? And do you think there's going to be a rematch? Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kanelia on social media. To recap this week's short and sweet episode of Black News, we discussed the Cardi B incident and the microphone throw. And apparently the person that got hit is now pressing battery charges. Also talked about Idris Elba and Damson Idris and the British tabloids confusing the two for brothers. Adding the next James Bond discussion is still happening. Will it not be Damson Idris? And then lastly, did a quick talk about this past weekend's fight between Terrence Crawford and Errol, aka Erol Spence. Let me know what you thought about all these topics, some or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know. So I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kanelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kanelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also check my website. I got some shows coming up in a Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kanelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same time, same place. Bye.